Ladies and gentlemen, from Studio X down here in South Monahans, Texas, we bring you this week's V-Brand Sports Talk Radio, brought to you by your host, Robert Vasquez, also known as King Rob on TikTok. Myself, Armando Flores, Larry Carrasco, and Katie Lewis from SGP, baby. SGP.
Yeah.
SGP.
SGP. I like how it stopped clapping whenever it got to me, though.
Oh, here. Hey,
we're back. Bigger and better.
Our host has not even commented, but we're just going to jump in and say,
I'm just trying to figure this.
Revamped gigs, revamped doodads and trinkets and upgrades to a new box, new headsets that you love. Right, Larry?
I love them.
Yeah, I love them. Hey, it's working. Everything's working. It's recording.
It sounds
We'd like to thank our sponsors for this. King Rob Industries Incorporated.
Yeah, King Rob Industries.
Moving up like the Jeffersons.
Moving up like the Jeffersons, exactly.
Lone Star Light.
Lone Star Light, our forever sponsor. Big Red Zero Sugar.
Before you know it, we'll get our own personalized pens.
Well, we probably already got some in the mail.
Yes, and our own corrected versions of
shot
glasses with the correct spelling of everybody's name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find more sponsors, but I can't. So. Anyways.
And Motorola.
Motorola. What are these headphones?
These are
Audio Technica.
Audio Technica. That's our main sponsor. Rode Caster Pro 2.
Rob, start us off, dog. This is your show, dude.
I'm in shock. You know, I wonder what this
You're dumbfounded
tech.
Sitting there with all of the
looking like Joe
the
Dirt.
Display.
I know.
Yeah. Like you're going to be where Jesus comes.
I feel like I'm a kid at Christmas here. Katie, I got one for you.
I have never seen a guy with a big smile like he has right now for a long time.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to talk now.
Hello.
Talk.
Hello.
It doesn't work for now. Why does it only work over here?
Don't kill time for right now.
No, it should be working for you.
Hello, can you hear me?
No, it's
not.
I'm loving this.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Go back to normal, Rob. Let's get this started.
He still got the Barry White voice over here.
Yeah, we I didn't forget what I was doing.
All right, he's back.
All right, anyways, we're back.
Like
we're
a, like
start
a kid
with
in the candy shop. Huh?
Yeah.
You got any shout outs, Katie?
No. More so just y'all have fun. This Christmas break coming up, be safe. And if you're traveling, please be safe on the road.
Yeah.
What's my biggest thing?
I want to give a shout-out to Coach Audrey Martinez and the Monahans Lady Lobos who have begun their basketball season. And I also want to give a shout-out to Coach Daniel Celaya of the Monahans Lobo basketball team. Both coaches, first-year coaches, head coaches. Girls have played well.
Sweet.
Yay. So far this year, so... Room for improvement on both programs, so shout out to both of them. Shout out also to the Graves boys.
Oh, yeah.
The running Graves family. Their season is finally over because they went on their own, competed, and this is Hayden and Colton Graves, and there's competed in the Nike South Regional National Rising Stars cross-country competition. Hayden finished 16th in that. I don't know the time off the top of my head right now. Colton, who is in junior high and going to be a freshman next year, ran the 5,000-meter distance for the first time. And he got 34th, I think, out of 172 in that one. And Hayden... competed against 400 kids.
That's pretty good.
And that was Monday the 24th. 5 days later, they find themselves in North Carolina competing in the Brooks Cross Country South Extravaganza.
And that's a lot of running.
That's where Hayden
a lot of running.
Placed 12th out of 180, and Colton placed 40th out of about the same amount. So shout out to them two Graves boys.
And yeah, congrats, man.
Mm-hmm. It didn't work. Oh, I'm on the wrong button, sorry.
How's that?
There we go. Much better. Much better. You're going to have to learn your new box
this
there.
This is the first time we've gone live with this thing.
Yeah, so. I
asked her to close the door and get the dogs out, and she shot me a bird, so I don't.
Anyway.
Only shout outs I got, man, believe it or not, man. To Texas Longhorn fans, they got a victory over A&M over a top three team. I don't know if it means much to you, Rob. I know you're a little...
You know what I'm going to say? Let me get this volume pretty high so y'all can hear this. The Texas Longhorns still. We used the censor button there.
Yeah, shout out to them. And then off the record, you know, off sports, I want to give a shout out to my daughter Desiree because she cooked a hell of a meal, man. She did Thanksgiving all out. It was good. You know,
and something big also.
Yeah. I talked to Shaquille Smith. I don't know if you guys know Big Shaq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Shaq approved it. So
Shaq approved.
Yeah. So Shaq gave Desiree her card. So she got approved.
Bleeped it out. It's pretty good.
Shout out also to Des.
Getting
made
baptized.
A big move in her life.
Baptist.
Sunday. Got baptized. Congratulations, cuz.
Shout out to her. But that was all. Off the records, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We had a good one.
And
yeah, it was
back on the topic of the Longhorns, you know I am a Longhorn fan.
And you know I don't really care.
And I know that I know that you don't care. I know they beat our arch rival.
Their little A&M. Brother.
Yes, their kid brother. However, to all those Texas fans out there that are complaining about the BCS and the playoff system, yes, you have 3 wins. We had 3 wins against top 10 opponents, but you lost to Florida, and you had to go into overtime against Kentucky and Mississippi State.
But you forgot to mention they lost to Poppy, Georgia.
And Ohio State.
Yes.
Poppy, Georgia.
Yes.
Y'all don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
No.
Well, I mean, to me, it's a gamble you take when you make a –
When you make a schedule.
Schedule that tough, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. you're taking a gamble, man.
Nothing taken away from them. They just not there this year. Maybe next year.
They had some good moments, but they had some
good moments. Next year.
Now I need some magic for the Canes to get in because they didn't do their job and win like they were supposed to.
Your team's not doing too hot this year, none of them.
Except for Grand Falls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Katie, I'm facing to mute you. I'm going to see if this mute button works. What are you, two?
Sure,
yes, you're off.
Yeah, I mean, you can't hear you, but...
Speaking of college football...
Now talk.
Uh-huh.
Now that we're on subject college football...
Oh, shit.
Bring him up!
Did you fucking
Lane
up,
Kiffin.
Robert?
Bring him up!
Lane Kiffin, I know you've been waiting for this moment.
Wait.
Lane Kiffin.
Yes, we are a friendly... I think Katie's bad word got through. I didn't censor it.
I didn't... What did I say?
I don't know. Something.
Lane Kiffin, is he good for college football? Is he bad for college football?
I'm gonna
let's go around the table. Start with our host right
here's,
there.
Here's what I think. I think what he's doing's fine. I think how he's doing it is wrong. I say it because these kids have bought into his program. They busted their butts for him. And these coaches, they forget that when the money's involved, right?
Yeah.
He could have stayed. LSU could have been like, hey, finish out the season. We know you're coming. We'll make it clear. Like, whatever. And then that way, and I understand where Ole Miss, their president, and whatever the guy is, don't want him there. He can start recruiting. Mm-hmm. Right? It makes a lot of sense. So, do you blame the guy for chasing money? No. Because, like you said, getting older, you got to solidify your retirement somewhere, right?
Make all you can.
But I'm still looking.
Oh, well. But the way he's doing it, I don't think it's right, because them kids, at the end of the day, they deserve better at Ole Miss.
Larry, Katie?
I have no opinion on it because I have no idea who we're talking about.
I'm not a fan of Lane Kiffin, so I'm just pretty much salty about it myself.
Well,
man, he's always been a sellout to me.
You're probably hurt because he was at one time the head coach of the
Oakland Raiders.
Oakland, L.A., Oakland, Las Vegas Raiders.
They've been every city. I mean,
of the homeless Raiders. We just call them the homeless Raiders.
Right.
Anybody wants us Raiders.
Well, my opinion on the topic is, he goes like this. It goes to what you said, Rob. He goes in there, talks the talk, wines and dines the kids, but more importantly, parents are entrusting their child to everything that he says.
Well, now, I lied to him, right?
I don't mind him chasing after the cash, because I'd probably do the same. Now, here in my opinion, and I'm going to go here, the National Criminal Athletic Association.
The what?
The National Criminal Athletic Association, known as the NCAA.
Oh, that way, okay.
Has got to implement some type of rules regarding this. Because what's going to happen is coaches transfer to another school mid-season, you know, towards the end of the season. And those kids, if they're going to play in a bowl game, or in this case, the CFP, they're going to sit out because they're going to enter the portal.
Yep.
So that takes a whole team focus, such as Ole Miss, making the playoffs for, what, the first time, I think?
Yeah.
Well, your head coach is gone. So now he's going to pick after assistant coaches from that team and players from that team.
You saw what he told his coaching staff, but you're going with me, be on that plane.
Yeah. So that tells me that he's in it for himself.
Yeah, he left everybody just high and dry. That's what I'm saying.
The way he's doing it is not right.
Yeah.
And then he gets on there and he brags about how much NIL cash that he has to buy players.
That's what I don't like about college football now.
It is no longer an amateur.
No, it's professional.
It's professional because you're going to get paid if you're at a D1 school.
Texas Tech softball program is a perfect example.
Look at Texas Tech athletics, period.
They got big money. They got big money.
They started wising up.
But the NCAA, in my opinion, is no different than the mob or the mafia. They are the same thing as a racketeer influence criminal organization, subject to the RICO laws of the United States.
For instance, UTEP was taking that money from the mobster out of Mexico.
You can't hate UTEP for that, though. Come on, man.
It's cash, dog. It's cash
money.
Who's going to turn it down?
they might get the Heisman Trophy winner next year.
Yeah, taking cash from the mafia.
I mean, it's all wrong. It's all, the whole sports has changed so much. It's just
the landscape of sports.
Yes, and it's not even
the integrity.
And what makes it worse, honestly, is all these kids that bust their butts 4 years in high school, travel ball. They really don't have a shot with the portal now, right? Like, it's gonna be hard to get a scholarship.
No,
it's gonna be real hard. It's gonna be real hard, like you said, coming out. Because actually, they can go into junior colleges now, and people go to junior college, go 2 years, and they get the additional four. So why get somebody that's 18 when you can get one that's already prepped up at 20? You know,
seasoned.
What I'm saying? Seasoned.
Yeah, that's why.
And the JUCO ride is
it's not easy.
Not such.
Yeah.
If you look at the JUCO basketball, the conference that's around here, dude, it is one of the toughest conferences in all of America, in all of collegiate sports. And here's another thing. Parents, remind yourselves, enjoy your child while they're playing as many sports as they want to, because in the end, less than 2% of all high school athletes get a scholarship to play at the next level.
7%. Well, offered.
Two in some sports.
Yeah, two in some. Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy,
it's,
man.
It's 7% overall, like, to get offers, and but scholarships. Like, and most people think, like, because you get an offer, it's not a full ride.
No.
But basically the ones that get full ride are maybe your pitchers and quarterbacks, your main guys, you know, running backs. But there's a lot of guys, you know, girls that go on softball, whatever, they go on as offers, but they only get partial.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's pretty tough.
Yeah.
It's real tough.
It's very tough.
And, you know, and in junior college, you know, they think JUCO, like, there's not athletes.
There
are some athletes. JUCO's got
the best athletes.
And you know what it is, too? A lot of them, those kids, these guys are, like, amazing. Larry Johnson went to OC. What was it?
Muggsy Bogues.
Spud Webb. With Midland College. Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah, Mookie Blaylock. These guys are just, some guys don't have the academics to get into the Division I's, and they go JUCO.
They can't pass that SAT or ACT, make that mark, you know, and so they have to go the JUCO route.
Yeah. And
nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. But you're not going to go just, oh, you're in JUCO, you're going to be playing lesser competition. No, there's some competition out there.
Like Mondo said, that's some of the best ball around, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lane. Thank you, Lane Kiffin, for allowing us to talk about a topic that is very much in the news right now.
Yes, it is. It's a. You could talk about it all day. So I guess Larry, Larry put some work into this here, man. So
yeah,
yes, he did.
Thank you. No, I put a little work, man.
I'm gonna let you run with this one, and you tell us what's going down, and we'll chime in.
Well, I just put this little notepad together, I guess you'd call it, but you know, playoffs are what, we're 4 rounds deep now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they're getting good, and now you're seeing some really, really good games, like great games. Some of these, like Mondo said, a lot of them are rematches, and they're great rematches, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, what'd you say, 20?
20 of them. 20 of them of the games this week are rematches from regular season games.
So, I mean, these are not all the games, but these are just some of the games in each division that kind of caught our eye. And I just wanted, you know, kind of mention them out there because, I mean, we're trying to get out there as a podcast, not just stay biased in West Texas. We like to inform everybody. If you're listening to this podcast, pretty much you're a football fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. So to start off, man, in 2A, I put down Junction versus Shiner. Junction's 13-0, Shiner 13-0. This one's going to be a really, really good game. Junction, they struggled a little bit in preseason, but, you know, they did beat Mason. Mason's a top dog in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
And they beat him 27-16. So I don't know who you guys want to pick in that one, but it's just both 13-0. We'll do our picks in a minute. But
it's on our pick sheet.
It's on our pick sheet, but just giving you a little info, you know, 13-0. And Junction has a win over Mason, so keep that in mind. And then in 2A Division I is West Texas 13-0 versus Cisco down the street, you know, a couple hours from here.
The only other school that spells their Lobos with an E also.
Yes, you know, sir. That Cisco offered me a scholarship out of high school to play football.
Oh, that's not the same team we're talking about.
The junior college. I could have played there, and, you know, chose not to.
Nice.
Well, chose to get married and have kids.
I was I was scared to leave Little Grand Falls and go. When I went for my visit, it was really, really big.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And now when I drive through there, I'm like, dude, this is small. Looks like Grand Falls.
Yeah.
But I was 18 years old, man, and I didn't have any desire to play football.
I feel you. The bigger confiscations, and so did South Lake Carroll back in the 90s. They robbed a lot of teams of championships because of their enrollment moved up so fast and so high.
The next game you got there has got me.
Okay, the next game wins 6A Division I.
Oh, it's going to be tough.
This is going to be a game, dude.
We got games all over that are going to be great, dude. Yeah.
This is the best time of the year in
it's the most.
North Crowley 12-1 versus Allen 13-0. That one's going to be a good one. You know, North Crowley has beat DeSoto. They've beaten Guyer. The only loss was to Rockwell 37-35. And Allen, they're 13-0, but they beat everybody in Permian Basin, I believe. Mm-hmm. They beat them bad. They beat Legacy 46-13. They beat Mojo 56-13. So Allen's good. North Crowley's good. And we're going to decide on that one later. But that one's eye catcher right there.
Yes, it is. That's going to be a good one.
And my last game that kind of caught my eye, that, I mean, they're all good games, but 6A Division II is Guyer 11-2 versus South Lake Carroll 13-0. You know, the only common opponent is Byron Nelson, which South Lake Carroll beat 52-3, and Guyer only beat him 24-21. Guyer lost to Aledo, which is Aledo's playing in one in the lower division, 21-14, and they lost to North Crowley 28-27. So Guyer's, you know, they hanging in there with the big dogs. And on another note, for all you San Angelo fans out there, I know Mondo's fans, South Lake Carroll beat San Angelo Central 72-7. So
they, I think
South Lake Carroll ain't no joke.
I think after the first 6 minutes of the game, they had their JV in.
Well, there's some of the games. There's, if you guys know.
Oh, that's good stuff right there, yeah. Dude. Because that's a.
There's a lot of good games out there, but those are just some of the ones that caught my eye that I really, really want to pay attention to. And who'd you say, Columbus versus, who was it?
Yoakum,
that's another good one. And you had Sitton versus Quero. Another rematch. So there's a lot of good games
and
out there.
You got Duncanville and Waxahachie's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Waxahachie.
Melissa Nargyle. I left out Melissa Nargyle. That ought to be a good one, two tradition schools. But those are some of the games to look out for in the this weekend. So there it is, Rob. I'll leave it up to you, man. If you got pitch in on some six-man or lower classifications.
Yeah, six-man, it's the last 8 teams playing. I believe it's Rankin Water Valley. It's going to be
Rankin, a rematch
Water
also.
Valley's done beat them. I had the scores that I don't
66
know what
I to 10 or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you got, out of nowhere, Union Hills.
68-20.
Playing Gordon.
Gilmer Union Hill.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
Gilmer puts out studs. But
is Union Hill?
They ain't putting up enough studs out to beat Gordon, though.
I mean, you never know.
It's playoffs,
I'm
right?
With you, man. Anything can happen.
It's playoffs, right? New season.
Then you got Klondike and Jayton. But and if you go to look at Gordon, the only losses that Richland Springs and Strawn had. It's to Gordon. And Gordon, you know, I think it's 56-8 on Strawn and then 56-6 on Richland Springs.
And they're playing each other.
Yeah, so.
Not you. Sorry.
Yeah, but Gordon make anybody look good, bad, you know?
Yeah, but Union Hills come out of nowhere and they're surprising on a lot of people. But I don't think they're good enough to beat Gordon. I don't think Rankin's good enough to beat Water Valley. And I did, if y'all remember, way back in August, I did say Water Valley would be in the state championship.
You did say that. That's a given.
Applause.
Piece.
Yeah. Let me get back to the applause button.
But you also said Grand Falls is going to win district.
What?
Was it Robert?
Mondo? He got you right there, dog.
Play it, Mondo.
You hurt me, dog.
Let's see. Here we go.
This is all
for
I got.
This is for the last
this
comment.
This is all I got to tell you, Larry. Right here. In my voice, if we can ever get it to play.
If I'm alright. Hell no. Joaquin said dominate, and we not doing it. I'm putting my heart in this shit, dog. Let's go, man. Let's go.
You hurt, hey, dog. That was kind of
look at my chihuahua. Even she's upset with that comment. Yeah.
It's mad dogging me up.
Yeah. But no, Balmoray.
Guys, he sounds like Adam Ramirez on here.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'm hurt.
Adam
hit below the belt.
He said, that's why we don't invite Adam, but he showed up anyways.
Anyways, back to where we're talking about. There's some good games, but anyway, six man.
It's close.
Richland Springs Strong. I'm going to ride with Lee. I understand Burkhart is a great athlete, but.
We're not making our picks yet.
I know. I'm just saying, like, and that's the six man. You know, whoever wins state championship.
Oh, they're here. They're all good, bro. They're not here accidentally.
But we'll get started with our picks, man, and there's some good ones. So
Team is playing their best right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start with the big boys and Allen versus North Crowley.
I said North Crowley.
I got Allen.
I got Allen.
So Jeff took Allen.
Okay.
I just think I think North Crowley lost their starting running back and a few of their key players from that state championship last year, and they're good, but they're not as good as they were last year.
Yeah.
They're lacking a little bit.
Dang it. This is why I like to do my picks after y'all are done talking.
But you know what?
Do that, Katie.
I know.
But I'm not saying that they're not. I mean, they still defended their title. Until you beat a champ, then they're still champs.
If they're in this far in the North Crowley's good to be here. Didn't you have North Crowley on that sheet? They beat somebody?
That's what I was looking
That's not a bad pick, though. None of these picks. You can't go wrong with these. No picks, really.
That one can go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, North Crowley, 12-1. Oh, but Allen is 13-0.
I'm going to take Allen. And then we have Duncanville versus Waxahachie.
D-ville. Waxahachie moved up. They used to be 4A back in the day. I guess they grew. And
they've gotten pretty big.
I can't go against the godfather, as they call him, Coach Reginald Samples. Great. Hey, he's turned the programs around everywhere he's gone.
He might be a Monahans next year. Don't be surprised.
I've got D-ville here.
Larry took Duncanville.
Oh, yeah, Duncanville.
Jeff took Duncanville. Then we got DeSoto versus Willis.
Jeff's, you missed one.
North Shore versus Dickinson.
Dixon.
Galena, North Shore, and D-ville are usually in a fight against each other at the state championship game. But
North Shore don't look too strong this year.
They're like not as tough as they have been. I am going to go with Dickinson. You're welcome, Katie.
I'm going tradition North Shore. Until somebody knocks them off, I'm going to stick with them.
Me and Jeff took North Shore. And DeSoto Willis.
Another tradition.
DeSoto Eagles.
I'm going with Willis.
What you
talking about, Willis?
Then Melissa and Argyle.
Tradition.
Argyle.
Man, I'm taking Melissa.
Although I know
that's
several gals.
Melissa's pretty good.
Although I know several gals by the name of Melissa, I'm going with Argyle.
All the Melissas you know are bad?
Nah.
They'll make you Argyle.
The button.
Which was the wham one?
The bottom one, I think. Come on, man.
You got to start labeling them.
Yeah, I got to start to.
Wait, it tells me right here exactly what they are.
The next pick is going to be, this one was the hardest. Well, not the hardest, but it was kind of, the way these two programs gone the last couple of years.
You're going to pick between South Oak Cliff and Port Nacious
Groves.
I'm too worried about my voice.
Change it, dude.
I will change it just for you, Mondo.
That's monotone now. That's echoey.
That is a megaphone.
Yeah.
On this one, I'm sticking with tradition to South Oak Cliff.
Yeah, I'm going for South. But
I wouldn't be surprised if Port Neches grows, because, I mean, they're undefeated. They're good, man.
Yeah, I got so. Oh, shit. I forgot to turn it off.
So I told you quit messing with it.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Oh, hold on, we got to.
The next one up.
I got to get to the box, that one.
Okay, I guess we got one thing to say, man, that last year in softball, Brock was ranked number one, 29-0, and the Lobos put it to him, put him out of the playoffs. Did. They were talking smack, they didn't know where Monahans was. They know where Monahans is now. But
Monahans who?
Monahans who?
So anyways, Brock.
Mana what?
That's going to become our favorite button.
Yep, that is our favorite button. Yeah, I'm with you, Larry. Brock.
Yeah.
Greenwood, baby. Quero versus Sitton.
I said Sitton. See, that's what I'm doing.
Sitton's a baseball school.
Their first game was a high-scoring game. I think Quero won 56-55.
56-55, correct.
But 1 point. That's going to be a hell of a game. Barn
I got
Quero there.
Again.
Yeah,
I haven't heard of these teams. Have we had them before?
You never heard of Quero Gobblers?
No.
Huh?
Quero Gobblers?
No. Gobblers. That is their mascot.
Really?
They're green and white like Monahans.
Sitton didn't last year. Sitton have like the number one draft in the major league or the pitcher.
They're baseball country down there.
They're
in
baseball
Corpus,
country.
Yeah.
Corpus area.
Oh, okay.
Well, in 2018, I got the privilege of attending the state games, and I saw a young Jordan Whittington.
Went to Texas, right?
Yes. He dominated offense and defense that game, was named offensive player of the game and defensive player of the game. And they're green and white, so give me the Gobblers. Gobble.
Hey, that year, I remember that game, but I can't remember. Did they beat Carthage that game in the state championship? They beat somebody that they were supposed to lose to. Was it Argyle before they moved up, or?
No, I'll find out here in a second with sources.
They weren't supposed to win that game. Guy, he showed out, man. He was really, really awesome football player, man.
Aww.
I remember that.
Then just, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I'd say Cuero.
Yeah, it was, I think they beat, Port Neches Grove, Pleasant?
Pleasant Grove.
Pleasant Grove. That's what I was thinking, Pleasant Grove.
Texarkana.
I was going to say Orange Grove.
If you'd have given me a second, I would have remembered. It was Pleasant Grove. Yeah, Pleasant Grove had won a state championship, I think, the year before.
Yeah.
And they were trying to, or the year after.
This next game's got me, and my twisters.
Not me.
Not me. Fumble.
That scared me to death.
Versus Paradise.
I thought that was another noise maker.
No, that's
actually glass.
Paradise won the first match between his guys, 21-15, while Pister was driving out. I think they got the picked off and a pick six, which was the difference in the game. I think I could be wrong, but
we're going with Owens.
I'm going with
Trevor Owens.
Trevor Owens, and
he might be the next coach.
And the Pister Greyhounds here. And this one, this is a rematch. I think they're going to get at them this round.
I'm going Pister on the rematch.
I said Paradise.
Almost Paradise.
Ain't nothing like taking a Pister after you're drinking some cold ones. Pister.
Wow.
Wow. That was worse than my Kentucky joke.
I'm hurt, dog. I'm hurt.
That's funny.
Anyways, the next one's Yoakum, Columbus. My best buddy lives in Yoakum.
The Yoakman, right?
Yeah, the Yoakum.
Yoakmans, I think.
I forgot what they're called. The Bulldogs.
No, the Yoakmans, the Bulldogs.
Yoakum Google Bulldog. It.
I will Google.
I think it's the Yoakman. Bulldogs.
Nah, they're the Yoakman.
No, because we followed them a couple years ago when his son was
playing. Oh, was it?
They are the Bulldogs.
Yeah. Bulldogs.
Because they got a big old Bulldog like Georgia for the mascot.
Gotcha.
Anyways, my buddy Marcus lives there. My girls call him Uncle Marcus. Dude's been in our family for a long time. His son graduated there, his other two daughters. Columbus, I rode with him last year because Rigdon ain't there. Yoakum.
I'm going Yoakum.
I said Yoakum.
If I knew Dwight lived in Yoakum.
That's worse than your joke there.
I might pull for Yoakum here. I'm going with Columbus. Aside from the fact that Rigdon's not there anymore, they're still loaded. So,
yeah, Lano versus Edna. Who'd you take?
Edna.
You took Yoakum, right?
I took Yoakum. I don't know much about Lano and Edna, man. I really don't.
I know Lano's good this year.
Yeah, Lano's always got a good squad, though. They got
Edna.
Good.
A few years ago, they were good. I don't know about now. But they're up there with Yoakum in that area, so.
Is this Ed Couch, Ed, or no?
No, that's way south.
Yeah, that's way south.
That's down there by Mission and all them.
I knew a girl named Edna.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't very fond of her.
Uh-oh.
So.
Mondo, that was probably eighth grade, bro.
I know. But each time I go to Austin, I always cut through Angelo and go that back route. I love Lano, so for that fact, I got the yellow jackets.
You stop and take a bath at the Lano River, right? Uh-huh.
Lano's a beautiful country, man.
Take a Pister in it sometimes.
You take a Pister in the Lano River, right?
I'm going to go with Lano, too.
Man, we got some really good jokes.
Edna.
I'm going to Lano.
Lano. This next one, man, that's probably one of the best games in high school football right here next week. Mm-hmm. Junction versus Shiner.
You know what? When I saw this matchup, I thought of that's a great combination when it comes down to food and beverage. You got Shinerbach beer and Lum's barbecue. Shout out to Lum's. If you are going through the Junction, it's south of I-10.
Say what? Shout out to Shiner Beer. If you're ever in Shiner, go to the factory. A lot better when you buy it in the store.
Yes. So, Junction's having a great year. I'm going with the Junction Eagles.
I'm going with Tradition. I'm going with Shiner.
I am going for Junction.
I don't know why every time I think about Shiner, I think about that big old running back that had 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
But I just don't look like he had gone away, man. Like, he just stayed in my mind.
If you ever ask my kids where my favorite place to stay in the world is.
Shiner?
You know, you're driving through Junction, that little motel on the hill up there. Uh-huh. You can see the river.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That is my favorite ever place to stay.
So that's why you're going with Junction.
Yes.
And see, I'm going with it because they got some great barbecue at Lum's. No, if you're ever going through there, get off of I-10, turn south. Don't stop at the Cooper's there because it's not the real
good
one from Lando.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know some Rankin versus Water Valley.
Oh, before we get... Whoa. Shiner was that running back. I can't think of his name, but he stiff-armed every 11 players on the post team. Mm-hmm. I think he stiff-armed every one of them on that one play.
And he got the water boy, too.
I can't get that out of my mind, so I'm going with Shiner.
And then he went and took a peaster.
In the Llano River.
Rankin and Water Valley. Y'all know I'm picking Water Valley.
Water Valley.
Second that.
I got Water Valley because they're close water to San Valley. Angelo. So it's Rankin, but not.
I got Rankin because of a one certain coach in Rankin, Water Valley.
What?
I thought you said you picked Rankin.
I said I'm taking Water Valley because of one certain coach in Rankin.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Let's
Gordon
move on.
Versus Union
Gordon
Hill.
Versus Union Hill.
Nobody even knows Gordon. Who Union, like, they're the big surprise.
Union Hill.
Gilmer.
Gilmer. Yeah, Gilmer.
They've come out of nowhere this year. I don't know what happened, where they came from, but when you look at Gordon, they're stacked, I think, six D1 athletes for a six-man school, beat an 11-man team. Probably could come and beat Monahans, can beat probably Kermit, Wink. Crane, Wink. I mean, like, I'm talking seriously when I say that.
They probably beat OHS.
Two-time defending state champion.
Aren't they green also? No, that's Franklin.
Oh, they're black and, like, gold.
Black and gold.
They had a tornado destroy their whole facility this year, played every game on the road, but the last one.
I thought it was last year, Eric.
No, it was this year. Well, it was last year, but every game this year.
Oh.
They got a new field built by the Dallas Cowboys, funded the whole thing for them. It's a beautiful field.
I can only imagine.
So who's your pick?
And so you talk crap about Dallas Cowboys, and they did all that.
So who's your pick?
Dallas still sucks. Gordon.
Hey, you're supposed to say Dallas beat.
Katie, I'm going to just tell you. Let me see. Let me get back to you.
Oh, God. We're still getting used to this board.
The Dallas. Ravens.
Your favorite button, bro. The Ravens. Well just leave it on there, man.
I love that.
Anyways, I got Gordon for the three-peat.
Yeah.
Gordon. All the way.
I got Flash.
Yep.
Gordon. There you go. It took y'all a minute.
Mm-hmm. I got it. This next one, man.
This
we watched Klondike play. And Klondike,
I still haven't circled one here because I'm up in the air.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be up in the air on this game. There's no way, Mondo.
Well, here's my take, man. My take is we saw Klondike play, but Bama Ray just didn't show up.
Hold on, Larry. He still hasn't picked. I told y'all at the beginning of the year, the only team that can give Gordon a game is going to be Water Valley.
We're going back to talk.
You didn't ever pick. You said.
He said Klondike and Jayton.
When you said Flash.
Yes, I did.
So he didn't get it.
He didn't get it.
But you got it, and you got it. A child got it.
He didn't get it. You didn't do your pick. He says,
Flash.
I got it.
Oh. Wow.
Anyways, Klondike, we watched Klondike play. Bama Ray didn't, I don't know if they showed up. They played without their stud running back, who did get player of the year in six-man.
But, I mean, Bramery got demolished by Benjamin, too, so they never showed up to any big games. So you can't tell how good, really, Klondike was because
and
of
I'm
the
gonna,
fact.
Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all
step
like this.
Step into Klondike bar.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all like this.
What to do?
I said Benjamin to give Jayton a game, and they did for a while. Grand Falls should have went into halftime tied with Jayton. They missed three extra points and couldn't convert at the five-yard line because we forgot to pitch a ball.
Mm-hmm.
But we moved the ball.
You know what, Rob? If
But listen, we
I didn't think we did bad, but we could have done way better.
But you know what, Rob? Let, if let my just aunt finish. Had a set of balls, she'd be my uncle.
Okay, and I agree, but I'm saying that for a reason. The way grandpas moved the ball on Jayden, after watching Klondike do what they did to Bomber Ray, me and Larry sat there and watched that.
They were good.
Katie Klondike was it. Really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Klondike ball.
But I, as but wait, as,
I, but Jayden's... Hey,
but you are a Grand Falls High graduate.
It doesn't matter.
Jayden is like y'all's Sweetwater is no, to Monahan's.
No, no, not Jayden. Hey, that's but Buena Vista.
Would you consider taking last year's? They beat him twice, and they beat him convincingly. Would yeah. that play a part in this year's?
I watched,
because Jayden handled Klondike pretty easy last
I'm
year.
Going, I'm going off the eye test. I watched Jayden play, and I watched Klondike play. Everything else didn't matter.
But there's only one guy smarter than you, Rob. And that's Adam Ramirez, and he said they had two guys hurt. That if they Klondike don't have them, they're not. They don't have a chance.
Oh, shout out to the
which is true. Adam's smarter than you.
Let me confirm something for you, right quick.
Okay. Okay. You said two of the best players in Klondike are hurt.
That's what Adam Ramirez said. A source.
And Adam Ramirez said Texas will beat Georgia three times in a row.
That's very true.
Okay, I'm leaning more towards Klondike.
Hit the beat button than Adam Ramirez.
Adam, this is for you. You.
All right, so okay. So
here's what I'm going to go by. If Klondike had people hurt,
mm-hmm.
the guru of six-man football, the only Bible of six-man football, he would know, right?
Right.
You're asking Lee, aren't you?
He would know. Liam Sanders. The guy, the man.
The guru. The myth.
The legend.
He would know if Jayden's, or if Klondike was hurt. He's got Jayden to win by 9. Tell me who's hurt and who's not. Adam's full of Klondike.
Oh yeah, Klondike did really show out on that game.
Telling
I'm not gonna lie.
Telling you.
Yeah, Adam just made it sound like Klondike. Well, they got two hurt, so Adam, it wasn't gonna be a
Adam,
game.
Adam just wants to feel like he's a part of something, so he's gonna make up.
Wow.
Stuff.
But Jayden's always been good, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, Jayden is good, but I watched Jayden struggle against Grand Falls.
Did they lose some key players from last year? Or?
No,
because last year they're extremely
good.
They
got everybody back, but.
Do you think that they – never mind.
Then maybe they play to their level competition?
It doesn't matter.
That's a real thing.
But the thing is, if you're that good, you don't play like that.
Yeah.
And after watching Grand Falls throw the ball, JB is one of the best players in six-man. He's not no
slouch.
Elite
yeah.
player like you're going to have up there, like them guys, right? But he's one of the best.
He can hold his own anyways.
He ran over them – like nothing when they were throwing him the ball.
Yeah.
We watched Klondike throw some bombs, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going off of
they what scored within like the first so like 2 minutes of the game.
So I went with Klondike.
You went Klondike?
I'm going to lean towards Klondike.
I can't go against them after watching both teams play.
It's
Man,
hard.
I wouldn't be surprised in this one go either way, but I'm going with Jayden still the champ until you knock him off. I'm
you're
going
right,
with him.
You're right.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm just
but Klondike, but Klondike is that team that can knock them off.
How long? Yeah. How long? I mean, has Klondike been good?
No, they were
or are
good.
They just
they were good
upcoming?
Last year, but they were better this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is their year.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
they,
going
they,
Klondike.
When they
had a really good game.
When we watched that Bomber Ray versus Klondike. Man, it was.
I don't know about
it. Was
painful. It was painful.
Yeah,
because it was like 30-0 in the first what. Three, 4 minutes?
4 minutes, yeah.
I don't know if Bomber Ray didn't show up or Klondike was really that good.
Yeah.
Benjamin's really that good.
Yeah.
You know? So mm-hmm. think about it. Like, I just don't see Jayden.
I can see Klondike getting in Jayden's head.
Jayden's got.
And Klondike's defense was pretty good.
That's what I'm saying, was. Dude. And they Klondike can throw the black quarterback and throw it.
Chunk it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's. I think it's going to be a passing. It's going to be an air raid and. It's going to be over.
What'd you pick, Mondo?
I'm tired of listening to myself talk.
Mondo's hungry. He's going to go with the Klondike bar.
Klondike is the one of three West Texas teams still left in this dance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
West Texas versus the world, baby. Give me Klondike.
Woo, boy.
Hey, do you consider Wall West Texas? Or is it Central Texas?
That's more Central.
That's more
Central, huh?
Central.
So you got Klondike, Greenwood.
Rankin.
Rankin. Robert Lee.
Rankin's almost right there. Rankin and Robert Rankin's Lee West and Texas. Waller's like right.
No, Rankin's West Texas.
Rankin's West Texas. If you want to accept Wall, that's on the very outskirts of.
I see that. Central,
because they still say San Angelo is West Texas, and I'm like, that's the start of the Central, but it's still in the West.
That's a good pick.
The Hill Country. What do they call it?
Now, if Jayton goes in 45s, I want to apologize on air to them. I'll go podcast myself and be like, Jayton, I love you, Jaybirds. I'm a Jaybird.
I think they're both going to be great teams, but I'm just feeling Klondike. How can you be a
when you're Grand Falls Cowboy? Because for years, y'all would get kicked out of the playoffs by Jayton.
But what Jayton did to him last year,
Jayton
beat him pretty easy last year. Beat him up twice.
I believe it.
This first time we played Jayton. Follette is the one that always beat us. Follette.
I saw y'all in two playoff games in 2018 or 2019, where Grand Falls was beat by Jayton in the playoffs.
Okay, well, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, I believe that.
Because.
Anyway, shout out. I love the six-man game. It's fast. It's furious. It can be over in 30 minutes.
Shoot, I see Melbourne in 3 minutes. I've seen a couple of them over in 3 minutes.
We saw them 11-1 minute. It was 30-0.
Yeah, it was 30-0, and it was like this barely 6 minutes left in the first quarter. I'm like, whoa.
This next game.
You kind of stop paying attention at that point. You're like, oh, it's going to be a blowout.
I don't know who. I mean, I know who I'm going to pick, but Richland Springs is strong. That's a. They both lost to Gordon.
Similar score, right?
Similar score.
Richland Springs likes to get violations from the UIL, so. And I'm a fan of Crane native, former Grand Falls High School football coach back in the day, and Texas Six
coach
Lee right there is strong. And another good place to stop and eat a chicken fried steak if you're ever in the area. Exit off of I-20 and go north.
You know why I like strong? They're so close to Possum Kingdom. And Mary's got the best, second best.
Mm. Well, to me, I'm like, if I'm one of those guys, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And Richard Springs look like he's been doing that a lot. So.
Well, wait, right. Hold on. We're not.
What is that?
Okay, now go.
So, Richard Springs been, you know, they're that team that you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, or whatever, vice versa, blah. So. Richland Springs. I'm going strong.
Attaboy. This button is the most magical thing in the world.
I know. I said it was going to be our favorite.
Yeah, I got to ride with Coach Lee. He was my coach in high school. First year, six man. Dude was awesome. Dunked a basketball on us in basketball practice. Told us we were crybabies. I mean, the dude 6'5", 290 pounds. I mean, just dunking on us like nothing. Yeah, so.
Did you have to seek counseling?
Yeah, I'm still in counseling.
He's still in counseling for that coach.
Coach, ruined it for life. 42 years. On me.
Coach, if you're ever out here, he's still in counseling. So
we went
send
to
all the help because we're trying out here. We're trying out here and it's not working.
We went to the state track meet last year. Was it last year? Yeah. And we were watching that. Me and Michaela were watching that Texas Six.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw me talking to Coach Lee and she's like this.
You know him?
Yeah, it was like she saw Taylor Swift, man. And so I went over and he came over, he took a picture with her, started talking to her. She's like, I'm never washing my arm again.
She said the same thing when she met Aaliyah Chavez, remember?
Yeah. Well, she was going to marry Aaliyah
Chavez. Oh, yeah. Coach Lee, Rob just equated you with the Taylor Swift.
Yeah, in my daughter's eyes, you're that celebrity. So, anyways, Coach Lee, I'm riding with you, man, till you just ain't riding no more.
Yeah.
Strong. Katie?
Strong, all the way.
And we'll jump into the college football, North Texas versus Tulane.
One of those who care games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a championship game, so.
too late.
North Texas just lost their coach, except they're aligning him with the coach this game.
He's going to go out the bang. I got North Texas.
He's going to Oklahoma State next year. I'm going with the Green Wave.
I'm going Green Wave, Tulane.
Let me back up right quick.
No. I'm not going with the Green Wave. I had to catch myself. I'm going with the Mean Green here.
The Mean Green, Tulane.
North Texas.
Anyways, I got to back up. Jeff picked Water Valley, Gordon, Jayton, Richland Springs, and North Texas.
How about Adam?
Adam never called in. He's mad at us.
Y'all have made him mad. He is seeking counseling right now.
He's in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's mad because we're not agreeing with him that Texas should be in with three losses.
Well, I guess I'm on the bad side because I just say that they don't
deserve being in there. No, I don't care what Adam says. North Texas, Tulane, who you got, Katie?
I didn't answer this one. I'm going to say North Texas, though.
Going with North Texas, you know, for two reasons alone. They're called the Mean Green. Also, that is where Mean Joe Green played.
Yep. This one, UNLV, Boise State. Jeff took Boise State. I'm taking UNLV.
I'm going Boise State.
I'm going with the Bluefield turf at Boise State.
I don't know how you can play football on that thing. It's...
That blue is really throwing me off.
That's last year.
Oh.
Gentry still playing.
Gentry.
Texas Gentry. Tech, BYU.
Again, it's hard. It's hard to beat a team twice. Where's this game played at?
Jerry World, Big 12 Championship.
Give me Texas Tech and the new contract extension for Joey McGuire.
Yes, sir.
Multi-million dollar.
You know, going back, you know, watching Boise State and Bluefield, I always wonder, like, all these teams that are crappy year after year that don't have winning programs. You as a coach, I don't know if this is kind of crazy. Y'all going to think I'm, like, lunatic, but I would.
You are, Larry.
I would get. You know what I would do? I would paint my football field the same colors of football, get uniforms the same color of football.
Dude, I thought the same thing.
And run the triple option. Run the triple option. Nobody's going to know where the ball's at.
Brown jersey, brown field, yes.
And run the triple option.
Yeah. Somebody's got to hit everybody.
You got to do something to win, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would do if I was a crappy team.
Texas Tech? Are you talking about the...
Yeah.
Well, back, I took Texas Tech.
Yeah. But y'all are both crazy. You ain't gonna, nobody going to play off Brown.
Yeah, I mean, you had the ball. You know what? Back in the day, Monahans used to play Sweetwater, and when Sweetwater won that state championship, believe it or not, that was the most hard part because Sweetwater was like a dark red, and when they ran that triple option... Mm-hmm. I mean, it was hard to see where the ball was. It would keep it or take it. And with the jersey, it'd blend in, and it was hard to defend, believe it or not.
Yeah, I believe it. Jerseys play a role. This one's going to be a good one, Georgia and Alabama.
In this rematch also, right?
Yep.
Georgia going to win again.
I need Alabama.
This time I'm going with Bama.
Well, let's do it like this. We need Alabama to lose for Miami to be in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where we're at with that?
I thought Miami just had a win.
Yeah.
No, they're going to have to get some help because he's still got a conference championship at the top. A conference champion. An automatic bid. Who is that?
Courtney.
I ain't got my glasses on. I can't see. So, who you got?
Who do y'all have again?
Damn, that wasn't even...
We're letting you pick first.
Why me?
You didn't even have to change the voice on it's that. She's doing it on her own.
I might do Alabama. Nah.
I'm going Georgia.
Georgia.
Midnight
yeah.
train.
Georgia.
Georgia.
Georgia. I'm going with Bama, though. Sweet home Alabama.
Yeah, I'm going to do
I'm
Georgia.
I'm going on that midnight train.
Can you get the dogs out, Mikhail?
Good one. Good one, Primo.
Hey.
I think I'm going to go with...
Drums, please.
I want to go with Alabama.
I know that was me. I'm like,
But Georgia won me a lot of money beating Texas three times in a row this last 2 years. Georgia.
I like this next game. And I got something to say about that.
I liked it, too. And initially, I circled Indiana. And I got Ohio State.
Yeah.
Me, man, Ohio State. Just saying.
I don't think Indiana's
pun intended.
That good.
Hey, just saying. No pun intended.
Well, Indiana
did. I didn't
did
get
beat,
that one.
Indiana did beat Oregon.
Last name of the corridor to back. His last name is Saiyan.
Oh.
Indiana did beat Oregon. I like that. And Oregon's very, very good. But, man, to play them in Ohio State, I think they're fixing to get exposed, man. If they don't, I'm going to do like Rob, come on the podcast and personally
and apologize to all the Hoosiers.
Well, I just don't see Indiana even
where's
playing
this game being played at?
Believing it doesn't matter.
Ohio. All I got to say is whoever makes these schedules needs to indicate if it's a neutral site or if
we know where to play in conference championships.
He don't know where the Big Ten's being played at.
I think it's being played in Indianapolis, Indiana.
It is being played in
Indianapolis, the home of the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Ohio State.
Well, if it does, because if it's at Indiana.
Big Ten championship is being played at. Drums, please. It doesn't tell me. I'm looking here. Let's see.
What's the weather going to be like?
Is it indoor, outdoor, stadium?
Because if it's outdoor and snowing, you got the Buckeyes. If it's indoor and climate control, then you got the Hoosiers.
I just don't see
it. It is being paid at Rob. Hey, why do I keep on doubting this genius of a human being sometimes? Being played at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis.
Indoors, I got Indiana.
I just see Indiana as a basketball school. I just don't see them as a football school. I'm going to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I got Ohio State.
Same.
Jeff took Indiana as well.
They're going to have to prove me wrong. But
Duke and Virginia?
At first glance, I'm like, I'm in
basketball.
This might be a great basketball game. And I'm like, wait a minute, we're picking football. I got Duke here.
I'm going Blue Devils.
Duke.
I got Virginia and Jeff's got Virginia. Everybody knows I got the Lions over the Cowboys.
Lions.
Jeff Cowboys. Took the Cowboys. Katie's got the Cowboys.
Hey, every time
I got the Lions.
The Lions.
Sorry.
Wait, you do you like the Cowboys, don't you?
No.
What? Am I the only one?
Did anybody notice that picture Jeff put that Dallas Cowboys star on that when he showed you them cards?
Yeah.
I was gonna say something.
I saw.
Listen, we got that new player right now, that temporary player. He's pretty good on the Cowboys.
Temporary player.
You're still here.
Tiny one.
I thought
a creative player. He came out of Madden.
He's good, though.
The Dolphins versus the Jets.
Oh, man. That was a tough one.
Jeff, just
Jets
so you
got
know,
hot.
I don't know.
Jets got hot. They went on a one-game win streak.
Yeah, Jeff took the Dolphins.
I got the Jets.
I'm going Dolphins.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Just because Jeff didn't pick his team, I'm going to pick his team.
All right.
Are either one of them good?
Say my name.
Is one
Bakers.
Better than the other?
You got a 50-50
chance.
You
got a 50-50
chance
here.
I'll do Dolphins.
Just because you like the Dolphins, Dolphins, right?
No, I just guessed.
The Steelers versus
Steelers.
The Ravens. I'm going to let you pick first, Mondo.
Oh.
Because you're playing in Baltimore, snowy conditions.
Both teams, it doesn't matter because they both play in snowy conditions. It is the AFC North, the most physical division in all
I understand
the
State Farm guy healthy?
All of football.
But we know our field.
And wait a minute. You just said you're going to let me speak. So speak.
You can have the floor.
All right. Here is the deal. Neither team apparently wants to win the division. It's apparent. Are you changing my voice?
No, but I'm changing my voice.
State Farm discount check. He needs to come back in that form where he is discount checking everybody again.
He's probably not even going to play with his broken nose.
He done got a broken nose. He got a broken hand.
Okay. Anyways, y'all beat us the first time.
Yeah, but something has to give for either team here.
We still got a shot at the playoffs.
So do we.
Long shot.
Yes, it's like dropped down to like 31% chance of playoffs.
How's Rudolph looking?
He's there.
He stinks.
He's good if they give him the same amount of reps this week, but
So who do you got?
Defensively, we can't stop a cold right now. However, I am not going to pick the Ravens, although I think they stand a better chance because of a more consistent ground game and King Henry, which is like King Rob.
True fan of his team right there.
But I'm going to.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, Rob, Larry,
hey, if this was
and
the
Katie.
If this was the final pick and y'all were tied for the pick'ems, who would you pick?
The Ravens.
Right here. If it ever plays.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting into my
room. I got the Pittsburgh Steelers, baby.
You can take them boys and shove it.
Who you got, Larry?
I'm going Ravens, home field.
Katie?
Where's the beep button? Go.
No, Katie, timeout.
Is it that one?
That one.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I don't want you to lie to me. Since you're talking about my Cowboys... The Ravens.
Hey, girl, Katie.
I like that. I like that, Katie. She learned how to use the button.
You too, Katie.
That was good, Katie. That was good.
That was pretty good.
That was a good one. Coming from a school teacher, that was a good one.
Yeah, you're right.
That was multiple beeps in one sentence on perfect cue, too.
Mm-hmm. Like that even prolonged the... Second
I know.
One.
Like,
mm-hmm.
That was some Jerry Springer
right there.
Anyways.
Y'all are nuts.
Saints versus the Bucks.
Ass.
Bucks.
Didn't answer.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to that one. Are you going to watch the football game?
Well, I didn't watch it last week, and we lost, right?
Uh-huh. So then the curse is broken.
All right. You feel me on that
Making
one.
Sure you... Yes, I might not watch it.
Because had I watched it and they lost, then I really would have never watched them again.
You're talking about the Ravens?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched them for 5 games in a row, and we won 5.
I might not watch the
sneak
Steelers.
Into his house and turn them.
I know. Okay. Sorry.
The Saints and the Bucks.
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 Because it stops here.
Jeff took the Ravens and the Bucks. What'd you say?
I'm taking the Bucks because it stops here.
Mm. Oh, wait.
But
do it again.
I'm taking the Bucks because it stops here. There we go.
Nice.
We're learning it. Colts and the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about them Jaguars, you know, this year that are
they got in. The Colts.
Didn't Jeffrey say
Colts
last week that the Jaguars might be for real?
Yeah.
And he still picked the Colts.
But you know what, man? Colts, they got a good run game, man. Oh, what's his name?
Jonathan Taylor.
Taylor, he's leading the league in rushing, man. That tells you they're running the ball well. In NFL, yeah. If you run the ball well, you're doing a lot of things well.
Yes, exactly.
Peace out to all you